Welcome to Overtime on Inferno, your weekly roundup of all the big stories in CSGO, quicker than the entire French scene can leak to Nell. Quick reminder to rate and review us before the end of the episode. It really helps us. I'm Logan. This is AZ-esk. On today's episode, we have an interesting, we have a theme. For the first time, we're coming into an episode with a theme. This theme is teams in distress.
Yeah, there's a lot of crisis teams happening, like, that exist in the world right now. I mean, this kind of seems like it's always the case. There's like four good teams and everyone else is a complete mess.
Yeah, but these teams are in a little more of a mess than normal.
Yeah, I think we'll leave the best to last. And that's one of my favorite teams to talk about because they're a joke that never stops giving.
So, 5-9.
No. who for the first time in years are one of the teams that aren't in crisis. I think we can start with ones that it's not entirely their own fault. And that would be Team Spirit, who, because Dexter wants to stay in Russia, or at least
not for political reasons.
Yes, he can't commit to going to Serbia for 9 months of the year. He has a girlfriend and he said he has other personal matters in like Moscow that he can't leave behind, which is a sad place to be in. But yeah, he will be leaving Spirit. They've been joking, I think joking, maybe they're serious, that Patsy is going to be the AWPer.
Didn't Jack, our graphic designer, like DM Patsy?
Yes.
And get some sort of cryptic response about him just being the AWPer.
Yes, Patsy said he was going to AWP, and then when Jack asked who the fifth was, Patsy said, I don't know, maybe Simple.
Simple.
So, I mean, it might be. I mean, maybe he wasn't even joking. Who knows? They do have the TI money after all. It strikes me as a strange idea to be in the CIS region and decide, now, we just won't sign one of the 1,000 AWPers that are insane. We'll just turn one of our riflers into an AWPer and get a new rifle. Like, you could literally, like, Deco. You could sign Wonderful. You could sign fucking literally any Russian AWPer. They're all insane. I've never seen a Russian AWPer that isn't incredible.
There's got to be one. We'll come back to
maybe,
this.
Edit is like, you know, he was fine.
No.
There's Kenzie on, I think it's Kenzie on Fours, who's okay. But, like, even he's pretty good. Like, there's so many CIS AWPers, and they're all good. Like, Jame is, like, the fourth or fifth best AWPer in the region.
Yeah.
And that's only if you don't include, like, the hybrids. Like, I'm sure Bit's probably one of the best AWPers in the region. Like, he just doesn't AWP. I don't know. Like, there are so many AWPers in this region. Why would you make Patsy AWP when he's so good at rifling? It strikes me as a strange idea, but
it's just
like,
it's
Chopper,
weird.
Like, I don't know why I'm questioning Chopper here. Like, we all know he's going to make it work, whatever happens.
You got anything else on Spirit? Because we need to go from the least juicy to the most juicy.
Well, we've got some. I mean, we can. I just want to say, even though he is supposedly staying in Moscow, Dexter is currently standing in at Blast Lisbon for OG, who have their own mini crisis, and that their in-game leader gave an interview to HLTV where he basically went, "Yeah, these new lads, they're all right. We tried to get some better players, but they weren't interested."
But didn't he also say this is the best they could afford?
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah. He said and there were some better names on the list, but we either couldn't afford them or they didn't want to join. And it's like, that's not, like, I don't think you should be saying that about your new, like,
That's some stupid 2K HLTV interview shit right there.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I don't think these guys are actually any good, but oh well, I've got, like, you know, when your in-game leader saying that, the in-game leader is supposed to, like, hype you up, turn you into a beast, like, I want my in-game leader to go, yeah, like, we could have picked some bigger names, but we don't think they're as good. Like, we think the potential of these two is higher. Like, so just, it's not even that difficult. Just say that. Like, you don't even have to believe it. Just say it. Man.
Yeah.
Not annoyed.
All right, that's two of our teams in crisis. I think our next team in crisis should probably be 0-0 Nation. Let's do that.
0-0 Nation. This team has just benched their whole team, and they're trying to sign Godsent. But from what I gather, they're not trying to sign Phelps. Because
Phelps is just a free agent, because that's what Godsent put on Twitter.
He's the best one. He's the best player. Maybe it's Dumau, but Phelps is really fucking good. Like, I don't get it. Is there something about him, like, in this communication or something that people don't like? Because he seems to keep getting cut from teams where he isn't the worst player. It happened on MIBR, and it's now happened again. Like, he's not the worst player. He's not, like... I thought the whole point you would want to sign Godsent would be to keep Phelps, Dumau, Barton.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it. 0-0 Nation spent a bunch of money to sign Malbs and Try, and then they just go, yeah, no, we'll give up on these lot, because we believe in Cold Zero. We believe in Cold Zero. Fucking... it's so frustrating. Like, there's just... It doesn't make sense. Like, why... Okay, Cold Zero was good fucking 4 years ago. But, like, what has he shown in the last 2 years that makes you think he's the guy? His career, since winning that second major, has been consistent underperforming. Consistent failure. I don't care what anyone says. He was shit on MIBR. And he used all the resources. He was complete shit. Went to FaZe. Never even remotely looked like getting his form back. Went to Complexity. That team was a shithole. That team made no sense whatsoever. He took all of...
Well, that team was DOA.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, but that's largely because it took fucking Cold Zero. They got 16-0'd, like, on LAN. He's been 16-0'd, like, five times in the past 5 years. He keeps it, like... His teams consistently fall apart. You give him the talent, like... Are we really suggesting that the problem with 0-0 Nation was that, like, Malbs, Try, Leo, and VSM were just too bad that Cold Zero couldn't drag them along? That's what we're going with.
That's not possible.
That's what 0-0 Nation seriously think. Like, the guys they spent money on, like, Try, we've seen how good fucking Try is. Like,
yeah.
You'd have to almost, you know, I can understand somebody not thinking Malbs is that good, because if you don't, like, watch him that much and you look at his stats, they're not that good. Mm-hmm. But Try has great stats. Came to Europe and smashed Vitality when they had Zywoo warping. Like, yep. He out-orped Zywoo. He's...
On Inferno.
He's like 18. Famous. Like, why are we cutting him to fucking sign... it's so infuriating, man. Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
I have no words to say on this, because just... This is like... oh, fuck. What's the team? There's a soccer team.
Right.
That just always makes the wrong decision.
Oh, I know.
I know there's a soccer analogy for baseball. It's the Mets. For basketball, it's the Kings. Right? There's always a team that just you look at them, you go, you have the opportunity here. You can make the right decision, and they fuck it up and do the wrong thing every time.
I can name several.
I don't know what the soccer equivalent of that is, but there's many of these teams, and we all know who they are.
Yeah. I mean, my team, Birmingham City, are a great example of a team who consistently make bad decisions.
Like, this feels like... it feels like that. That's what it feels like.
It doesn't make any sense. It's a completely nonsensical decision.
We have five more teams on the list. So we got to move kind of quickly, because I know the last team's going to be a long one. Mouse. Actually, we'll do Mouse. God,
Mouse Sports. We've talked about this before. They keep bringing players up from their academy team, and all that happens is their academy team gets slightly worse. The main team doesn't get any better. The academy team just keeps getting worse. And there's one... Okay, there's two consistent factors. One of them is Frozen, who is, at his peak, probably a top 20 player.
I'd say a top 10 player at his peak. Or top 15. He's very good.
Well, he at least was. And the other is Dexter, who has never done anything that would make you think he's a good player, a good in-game leader, or anything more than a charlatan. And that's maybe harsh, but I am fucking sick and tired of watching Malsports be complete dog shit for no reason.
I feel like anyone I've talked to recently about Counter-Strike, whether it's friends, people I know, like, whoever, just, and I ask the question, hey, what do you think about Maus? Every single person's answer is, why is Dexter still on this team? I think that everyone's answer is that.
I'm pretty sure the only reason he's there is because Frozen thinks he's good. But I don't know why Frozen thinks he's good. I would, genuinely, I would rather cut Frozen and Dexter than neither. If Frozen genuinely thinks Dexter is good, they can go finish fucking second to NIP's fucking academy team on a different team. Because as good as Frozen is, he is not worth keeping this team together that clearly does not work.
Yeah.
It clearly, like, just fucking call up Exertion, call up Suhi, and tell Frozen and Dex to fuck off. There is no reason that this team should be losing to NIP without Hampus. Hampus is not only the in-game leader, he's also arguably their second best player.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's their third best player, but ZTR is not that. ZTR is an okay in-game leader, don't get me wrong. He's not a fragger at this level. Maus should not be losing in a grand final to them.
Yep.
Like, Maus, they're a fucking shambles. They're a shambles. And, like, you see the interviews with Dexter, and it's like, oh, yeah, we need to treat it more like a face-it game.
You'll see today that that's a theme.
What are you talking about? Like, I kind of understand what he's trying to say is, like, oh, you know, don't feel any pressure, like, make confidence plays. But that's kind of, that sounds like you've given up to me, like, yeah, we'll just, fuck it, we'll just play it like a face-it game. Like, clearly nothing we're doing is working, so we'll just try and pug it out. It's not what you want to hear, that's certainly not what I'd want to hear from my in-game leader who can't frag.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's not that dissimilar to, like, you know when those voice comes from Zeus leaked and it was him saying, like, we'll fuck them connector. It's like, yeah. Okay, I mean, I guess. Apparently Art, somebody tweeted me to say Art in one of the timeouts. In Brazil, you could hear him. And he said, I'm going to buy an SMG and try to kill them, Ram. That was his call. And he bought an MP9, ran down Ram for killed two people. I love it. That's exactly what I expected his calling would be like.
When but you it's have not that kind Dexter's of swagger.
Yes, that's the thing. Dexter can't do that because he's fucking Dexter. And he doesn't even try and do that. We put in the newsletter, we had Naps write a piece on Maus because he's a big Maus fan. Every single Maus fan I know is completely disillusioned with the team and is just praying that they make a change before Cologne, because Mousesports traditionally well supported in Germany. They used to be a German org, and a lot of the German fans followed them.
I think they
followed the new
are
team.
Still a German org. Like, yeah, but yeah,
but they don't have any German players.
They don't have German players.
But
time to get Gobby back. I feel like that's the move.
Genuinely, if Gobby left his coach role at Big to in-game lead for this team, having not played CS in 2 years, they would be a better team. 100% they would. You'd see Frozen fragging. You'd see Torji going off. Like, they wouldn't be losing to fucking NIP with a stand-in. Let me tell you that right now. I know NIP with a stand-in is kind of a meme because the whole team seems like stand-in sometimes because they keep changing the fucking roster. Not entirely their own fault,
yeah.
But
I'm telling you that I'm not convinced that you or I wouldn't be a better agile than Dexter.
Oh, I definitely wouldn't be better than Dexter. I'm not that arrogant. But there are plenty of pro players who would. Do you know who genuinely, and I mean this entirely sincerely, do you know who would be an upgrade on Dexter?
Who?
Crystal.
I sincerely
mean that. And Crystal Crystal cannot frag. But it's not like Dexter frags anyway.
No, you know who would be an upgrade?
MSL?
No, just bring Sticko back. He doesn't even IGL, but he'd still be a better IGL than Dexter right now.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. You might as well try. Fuck it. Sign Cold Zero. Clearly he does something, right? Give him the IGL spot. Let's see what happens.
All right.
There has to be somebody.
A minor We're going back down the list quickly because I wanted to break up the crisis rankings with like a smaller crisis that like on the surface seems like a large crisis but like isn't. Nadas Vincere,
yeah,
home of Simple, you know, the goat,
that guy.
Apparently, Simple has basically said that he first of all, he's currently living in Portugal.
Yep.
Because of, you know, the Ukraine thing.
Yeah.
And he had an interview with HLTV, TLDR, cool interview. You should read it. But the important thing is that Simple has said that he may be taking a break soon. He wants to not travel for a meet like constantly always. Right. And not live out of a bag for a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So it's a little bit different than, it to me, it feels like he just needs a break, and that's okay. I don't have an issue with Simple needing a break. He's been playing his heart out for like what, 6 years now. Like,
I think he should take the break. If he's talking about it publicly, he clearly means it. Like, he clearly feels like he needs it, and there's no point burning yourself out at these tournaments. Like, we saw at the major that Simple was not at his peak level. I think everyone could feel that in and out of the arena. And I don't want to see Simple burn himself out not playing at 100%. Like, I'd much rather he took a break for 6 months, came back and was hungry, because a hungry Simple is a dangerous Simple and a good one to watch. Like, I don't want to see him like putting up 1.2s instead of 1.4s. like, it's just going to be I think he has more chance of tarnishing his legacy by continuing to play than taking a break. Like, when you talk about Michael Jordan, nobody gives a shit that he took a year off. They just think that, oh my god, he took a year off and he was still insane. Simple comes back in 6 months and he's still the best player in the world. He's like, holy shit. This guy is the genuine article, absolutely the guy. And I think he should just take the break. Like,
I think you should take the break. I think, first of all, I think this is a good time where there's no, where like FaZe has the number one spot on lock. I put this in quotes because
I'm not convinced
any minute yet. But like the team's kind of in turmoil. No one would blame Simple if he went and took a break right now. I mean, like, there's a million other things going on, right? In the interview, it says like he literally hasn't been able to get documents to move, because he needs to move. He's just been living out of one bag, right? Like, his teammates live with his family, right? Some Dai Young lives in Kiev, Bits in Spain. Simple literally doesn't have a home right now. Like, let him get his shit together. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, there's no way he can actually concentrate until he had, like, he's currently homeless. Like, let the fucking man break. Like, even if it's a 2 month break, like, until the major, like, maybe he just comes back for the major. How hype would that be? Can you imagine? He takes a break now, and he comes back, his first event back, the Rio major.
I think there is literally zero downside to Simple going. I mean, we're heading into player break, so he's going to get a built-in break off that after Cologne, right? Where I think he's in Cologne anyway. I'm not 100% certain.
Pretty sure
he's in Cologne anyway. But like, we're coming up to a part in the calendar where this is actually the best time to take a break, right? You'll miss basically from now, from Cologne until October, which is when Rio is. Well, Rio's actually beginning November, but like from these 2 points, there's not a huge amount going on that's like big, right? There's Pro League, there's Blast Premier Fall Groups. That's all that's announced in between Cologne and then. Yep. And that's like a solid 5-6 months, right? Like, this is a good time to take a break. Simple needs to take a break. Go take a break.
Yeah.
I think that's like,
have an academy player step in, give him the alt for, or like, you know,
Hedrick stand in.
They've been talking about their roles are changing and they need time to get used to it. And I think that's something that's stopping him. He's like, I don't want to have like ruin this and then have to come back and we still have to learn roles again. But if you just have an academy player stand in for Simple's roles, then all that has to happen when Simple comes back is he has to learn these roles. It's not everyone has to relearn a position. Like,
And I have full faith that Simple is able to learn new roles. There's no reason why he wouldn't be able to.
Oh, yeah. He's probably the one player who you don't even need him to, like, you just, like, fuck it. Just give Simple whatever role he fucking wants. Everyone else can figure shit out because he's Simple. He gets to do what he wants.
And to be fair, I honestly think that Simple's the guy that would go, yeah, just put me wherever, I'll figure it out. Everyone take what you need to take.
But also, you just give him what he wants because he's the greatest player of all time.
All right. We need to talk about the biggest beef this week, which is Apex against Call of Duty League.
Yeah, Apex has been on fire this week.
And just Vitality in general, but I need to bring up...
He has been situated just inside his glass house, and he is throwing a lot of stones, and I don't know why. Look, if Vitality were one of the best teams in the world, I would 100% agree with every single thing he said. But Vitality are crap. And he's talking about other people not being a real leader, saying, all these COD players need help to aim. My guy, you need help to aim.
Yeah.
You're not a real leader. What do you mean?
Yeah, so basically, Apex did an interview with, I think, Deserto, maybe also Nell. I think it was on a live stream with Nell.
He was on a podcast that Nell translated, was the Stewie 2K thing. I think the COD League thing was Deserto.
COD League was Deserto. Basically, Apex went and just said, like, Stewie's a shitty leader and he gets paid more than double what Apex gets paid. And then Twitter said, wait, no, hold on. Where's Vitality in the rankings? Okay, cool.
Yeah. Which is like, all right, on one hand, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. You're also not a real in-game leader. So, like...
But he's masqueraded as one pretty well for the last couple of years, to be fair.
Yeah, but like, come on.
Oh, no, he's not an in-game leader. Come but on,
like Vitality are crap. Like
I wouldn't say... But, okay, but if we go back 6 months, right? Or a year, pre-Vitality being whatever it is now and being absolute dog water, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you talk... Fine, like, if we talk... Yeah, like Apex, I don't think any of us would have said he was a bottom IGL, like bottom tier IGL. I don't think any of us would have said he was top five, but he was fine.
He took over an already decent team and made them very slightly worse. Like, he didn't reinvent the wheel. Like, his Vitality had been kind of underwhelming since he took over. But... he definitely has a point, which we'll get to later on Stewie 2K. But EG are awful. And if he's right that Stewie 2K is paid twice as much as him, and I'm pretty sure he is right. I've heard that EG's salaries are really, really high. Then he definitely has a point, because even if his Apex is mediocre, Stewie 2K is probably worse and paid double. So when I read that, like, I was really willing to, like, shit on Apex, and then I read, like, oh yeah, no, he's paid twice as much as me. I was like, okay, maybe you have, like, maybe this is a fair point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
As a totally separate thing, the Apex versus Call of Duty League, he literally just called them out for all using aimbot.
It's like, you guys need aimbot to play a real game.
Yeah. Which
I love that.
Which was just great. That's all I needed.
Not a single person in the comments of that who liked Call of Duty made a point that was worth listening to. Like,
no, not at all.
There are easy points to make on that, but, like, none of them did. So it's like, you've done is make his point.
As a former person who, like, I competed in Call of Duty for a little while prior to me, like, doing Counter-Strike, no, he's right. Like, straight up.
There are other skills to playing Call of Duty than the aim.
Like, here's your thing: you have to use a controller. It's impossible to have perfect aim with a controller. It's the restriction of the input.
Yeah,
that's your argument. But, like, just accept it. No one gives a shit.
The thing with Call of Duty is it's not really that much about aim, and that's fine. Like, but that's the point you should make, not, oh, you've been playing the same game for 12 years. Yes.
Yes.
That's because it's good. Like, what? You're making the opposite argument to what you think you're making. It just makes no sense.
All right. Next, second to last team on my board. Again, I think this one's kind of out of order. We'll do a power rankings at the end. Astralis.
Yeah. Team. I don't know. We've sort of spoken to them. They have massive structural issues. All of their players, they don't have defined roles. Glaive's still AWPing over Farley sometimes and claiming it's a tactic, which it is, but like, why is it a tactic? Blamef's on a massive beta. But like, that's fine. He always trade frags. That's why they, like, he's really good. Like, he always trade frags. It just, you know, the team needs to be built around that. And I'm not convinced a team that is built around that will ever be the best team in the world. But maybe I'm wrong.
Zipnix is the second most prolific check stealer in the world.
But that's largely because his role was to bait everyone. And now Blamef does it in a more aggressive manner than him. And he's just like, he is just cannon fodder. And he has no idea how to do that role. For years, I've been saying, like, Zipnix's role isn't that, like, he has quite a simple role. Like, being left in the clutch is quite simple. Like, going in first is much harder. And then you watch a player like Zipnix try and go in for, like, try and be more aggressive, and you see how difficult it is for bad players to actually play difficult roles like that. That's why Dupree has always been the most underrated member. Like, when people used to talk about Magisk or Device or Zipnix being the, like, it's not, Dupree was the best player on that team because he had the most difficult role and did it unbelievably well, right? Or maybe even Glaive. Like, you can make an argument that Glaive had the harder roles, and he did that incredibly well at their peak. He was so good at it. Like, there are very few in-game leaders who can have as much impact as peak Glaive did as an entry fragger. That's really hard.
All right. Let's go to the big Kahuna team here. The actual, before we do our actual power rankings.
Yeah.
The actual top of the team in crisis power rankings is none other than Evil Geniuses.
Yeah.
And you might question yourself, why is Evil Geniuses the number one in crisis power ranking? If we just talked about how excited we were for their Blueprint project last week, where they signed all of Carpe Diem and all of Party Astronauts.
I wasn't that excited.
Okay. And you may be wondering, because we've talked about Evil Geniuses so many times on the show, on how they are at best, and how we didn't think, how we had no faith in the main roster. And then they went, and this weekend Party Astronauts didn't make it to the stage in Pinnacle Cup, which was rough.
Yeah, didn't get double figures in a map either.
Didn't get double figures in a map. And then the internet helped us here. So there's a man by the name of Evie. you may not have heard of him, but that's okay. He was the former assistant coach for Evil Geniuses. He coached with Malik and Hepa, who was the analyst.
Did he coach with Malik? Well, doesn't sound like he did. It doesn't sound like he did.
So the reason that we had our intro today of the French scene leaks to Nell, is because we had the Apex stuff, that came through Nell. And then we had this, which was a podcast, I believe. It looks like a podcast. It's a 3-hour long podcast or a video. It's called Le Club. It's called Le Club. With Evie, in which Evie told everything. He held zero back.
Maybe he did hold some stuff back. But if he did, it must be like illegal. Because he told everything else.
So where do we want to start with this?
Okay. So basically it's a hit piece on Studio 2K saying, like, some of my favorite bits are Stewie 2K not calling timeouts when asked to. That's one of my favorites. Him not calling after two rounds that they lost.
Him not calling while EG's CEO was standing right in front of him.
Yeah. Him not telling people what he's going to do, peeking and then not giving info. That's a good one. That's one of my favorites.
To make it simple in terms of attitude, it looked like a face it game.
Yeah, that's a good one. Shout out Dexter. I liked the bit where, when given instructions by the coach, Stewie 2K would just ignore him.
He'd turn around to his
PC. He'd just turn around and not pay any attention to what he said. Them saying that their ideal coach is somebody who doesn't call the shots because they've won a major. Which I actually kind of respect. That bit I can kind of respect. If I'd won a major, you can guarantee I'd be saying shit like that as well. Like, don't tell me I've won a major.
Oh, let's not forget the fact that he's got a 0.55 rating against top five teams with EGE.
Yeah, that was a good, like, Evie saying, you know, Stewie 2K is not that bad, but he does have a 0.55 rating against top five teams. Like, tell us what you really feel, Evie. It is, honestly, it is a glorious piece.
You should read the whole thing. We pushed off recording for like 10 minutes so I could read this piece before we recorded. It was that important.
It's so good. Like, literally they're like, yeah, no, we know what the problems with EG are. Like, their trading patterns are bad. Like, they don't know when to re-aggress, but they don't listen to us. So Malik basically told EG, either you, like, I want to leave unless we get rid of Stewie, and they kept Stewie. Like, why did you sign Malik in the first place? They told Malik he would have full control over this team and could do what he wants because he is a very well-respected coach in Counter-Strike. And they needed some input because look at this fucking team.
Yeah.
And then Stewie 2K is like, yeah, actually, no, I'm not going to listen to a single word of what you say. Maybe this is all bullshit and Stewie 2K is going to come out and go, no, this is all untrue. But
Will I trust Stewie 2K if that's the case?
Well, the thing is, the coach in here diagnoses a lot of EG's problems, I think, pretty well. In terms of like their trading. He says he has 20 gigs of video of Stewie 2K peeking without telling people what he's going to do and then not giving the info. That's a good one. So it seems like these guys seem to know what they're talking about. And it falls in line with other things we've heard about Stewie 2K, you know, and North America Counter-Strike. Like, these guys seem reputable. Maybe it's bullshit, but even if it's bullshit, it's a glorious piece to read. It's fucking great fiction of what it's like to be trying to coach Stewie 2K. He just won't listen to a single word you say. And it even says that he didn't want Stewie 2K in the first place, but EG were like, no, he's won a major. He's the best player in the country. We need to sign him. Like, but he's not. But he's not even the best player on EG.
I was going to say, I think that there's at least three people on EG that are better than him, but maybe four. And the fact that I'm thinking about Cirque maybe better than Stewie is kind of a,
I don't know. Cirque has the crutch weapon and he's still bad. You can't just, anyone who's bad with an AWP, is just a bad player. There's no...
The point is not that he's bad with the AWP. The point is that we're looking at him, and I have a legitimate conversation in my head on, is Cirque better than Stewie right now?
Yeah, I don't think he is.
Even with that. But the problem is that there's a conversation that could be had.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Like, that's the problem. The problem is that there's maybe four people better. There's at least three people. Like, I'll say that Automatic's better. Rush is better. Who's the last person on that team? Breezy is better.
I don't know. Breezy's an interesting character. I mean, but like, he's nowhere near the best player in NA. Like, I still genuinely think the best American player might be Floppy, and I think
it's OC,
him or Naf. It's him or Naf. Honestly, it's Floppy or Naf.
We haven't even talked about Liquid as a team in crisis, and I don't think we need to yet.
Yeah, which says a lot about these. Like, Liquid are in crisis, but they're in a perennial crisis. It's not even worth talking about.
Liquid are in a crisis that we know something's happening, so we're waiting on that. And by knowing something happening, I'm not saying that we have inside information. We just, Shox has kind of publicly said that he's leaving, so we're kind of just chilling out until they announce who's joining them.
I don't know who's joining, but
I hope Floppy.
I'd be surprised. Complexity have money, and he's just signed a contract with them.
But Liquid has money.
Yeah, but I don't see Complexity letting him go. I'm sure he'd want. Well, I'm not even sure he would want to go. I have no idea. I don't. Floppy just likes to play with his friends, from what I gather.
Yeah, but OC is his friend.
Yeah, true. OC was playing with Malbs in a cash cup, wasn't he?
Yeah, there was a weird cash cup lineup. Hold on, I gotta go find that because that was super weird.
It was like, yeah, and that was strange. One thing I have heard about EG is that there's a rumor going around that Pwn alone is going to be given a chance to in-game lead the main team, which would be hilarious. Yes.
I vibe with that. By the way, that Cash Cup team was OC, Shake Zula, Spongy, Malbs, and T-Wise.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
I love that
team. I think it's quite... It probably doesn't mean anything, but the fact that Illege and OC are on different teams makes me feel a bit like, what's going on there? And maybe that's reading too much into it, but...
Basically, Evil Geniuses is kind of in a state of peril, even more so than we previously thought, because we thought it was a pretty bad state of peril.
Yeah.
So basically, we got everything that we assumed was happening confirmed.
And worse. And Jimmy 2K is on double Apex's wage to not listen to coaches. Like, aggressively not listen to them, not call to his teammates, not call in front of the CEO, rage after two rounds, and just, like... All right. I know people think Stewie2K is a child and people don't like him, think he's arrogant, whatever. I always thought it was a bit of bluster. Like, it was kind of an in-joke, but not a real... Like, I kind of thought it was kind of bullshit and people were exaggerating. If a single word of this article is true,
yeah,
then I do not understand why... Like, what the fuck are EG doing? They are not a stupid organization. When it comes to other video games. So why do they have such a blind spot in Counter-Strike?
Yeah, again, their Dota team is a world-class Dota team, I think.
Yeah.
I don't watch that much Dota, but they won TI recently.
They're the best team in North America.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Their league team is like absolutely up there in North America at the very least, right? I'd be willing to say they're third coming into the next split, but not the point. They're easily a top three team.
Yeah. Such blind spots in Counter-Strike? Like,
their Valorant team's good. Their Valorant team's in playoffs. After literally barely making it, their Valorant team's in playoffs.
Yeah.
Do you know who their coach for their Valorant team is? You'd actually recognize the name.
Would I?
Coach is Potter from CLG Red.
Oh, okay. I didn't know she was a coach. That's pretty impressive.
But the point is that they can obviously do this in other games. Other first-person shooters, they literally just did this in Valorant. They took a team of absolute nobodies. They were terrible in the first season of North American VCT. And then this season, I want to say they're top four? I should know this because I just wrote
you
things.
You should know this.
But, like, I really should know this.
I should know how good they are in Dota. They're like top three.
They're top three in Group B, okay? They're in the upper bracket quarterfinals. Like, there's... Yep. They are a good team. They went 3-2 in the stage. They obviously can do this with other games. Why in the fuck are we requiring a 15-man roster
to try and find five players?
Well, not just five competent players. A 15-man roster with two coaches, one director of Counter-Strike. What other esport do you have a director of Counter-Strike?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Valens came back, didn't he?
Valens is back with the greatest tweet of I'm back, which was just an official letterhead with the words I'm back on it, which was lovely.
Yeah.
But like why does all of this need to happen? Like, why? Someone explain to me.
Yeah.
Like, the only other place this is there is in League, where you have EG Prodigies, EG Academy, and Evil Geniuses themselves, right?
Yeah.
But they're not this level of fluidity, of question mark, like...
Yeah, they are actually younger players who they are grooming to be main team players.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a case of we've signed established teams and turned them into academy teams. Yeah,
that's what happened in LCS. Like, their starting mid laner and starting bot laner, both of which were all LCS last season, came from their academy and amateur team. They're making a farm system building up from it. That's not what the blueprint is right now.
No.
And
the thing is that we knew this, like... If you go back to when this team was announced, both of us said very similar things. This team won't work. You're taking too many gambles. You're gambling that Cirque and Breezy refine form. You're gambling that Stewie2K refines form. You're gambling that Automatic is just as good when he comes back from Valorant. And you're gambling
that
Rush is like still a serviceable player. And even if three of those hit, you're still a bad team. I think
some of those were right. Automatic has still been good.
He's been fine, yeah. But I think he's probably worse than he was when he left. It's hard to tell because the team's such a mess, but
I think that's possible, but I also think that Automatic has been decent on this team. I think him and Nitro are having the same we need to give it a little bit of time to swap kind of thing.
Yeah.
But Rush has been good.
Rush is fine, but like the problem is not Rush. Like, you could say there's two heads out of five, but the problem is Stewie 2K's turned into three coin flips and they're all fucking tails. Yeah, so like, it offsets whatever good anyone else has done. Like, you flipped five coins and you needed five heads for this team to be good. You've got two heads and still like six tails. I don't know how they've done it.
Magic.
It's impressive. Like, this team fucking sucks. And we all knew it was going to be bad. I don't think even, like, Americans were excited about this team when it was announced. I think even Ryan was sort of... He was only doing it for the bit. I don't think he actually thought this team was going to be good.
Nobody speak for all Americans. I can speak for all Americans. None of us were excited.
Yeah.
I think we're excited on the fact that, oh, EG has a new lineup that we can laugh at. Like, that's...
Well, it's like, oh, you know, Cloud9 are back. Like, it's the old Cloud9 vibes. Like, maybe there's a miracle in there. But they've actually... I sort of half-jokingly, half-seriously at the time tweeted that Imperial would be better than EG. Like, Imperial's Last Dance roster is better than Cloud9's Last Dance, the EG team. And I was sort of joking, but I was also sort of like, it's not out of the realms of possibility.
No.
And it's like they've blown them out of the fucking water. They've been miles better.
Yeah, like EG's in a desperate state currently.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I think I've said this before. I've been an EG fan for a while for not Counter-Strike. I've been a Liquid fan for Counter-Strike, but from my old Call of Duty days, I was an Evil Geniuses fan. Right? Probably at this point, I'm at like 10-ish years, right? This org is good. This org is storied. This org is great. This team is shit. They need to fix this team.
Look, like, Pwn alone to the main team is kind of a meme, but also it can't be worse. Like, you might as well try something. Party Astronauts were not that far off EG without being paid a salary. Like, you might as well try Pwn alone and see if he just has some insight. Like, find some form for one of these players.
Yeah, this is just so bad right now. Like, it couldn't be worse. I mean, just like, as a totally separate matter, related but not related, is that when you go onto the EG website and you look at teams, would you like to know the order of the teams? This says a lot.
Go on.
It's Dota, then League, then LCS Academy, then EG Prodigies, then CSGO.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think the LCS Academy team would be EG CSGO at CSGO. I don't. But it would probably be closer than you think.
JoJo Peon's a former Fortnite player. I mean, he's got something. I don't know what to tell you.
You might as well try him over Cirque at this point. He cannot be worse.
All right. That's going to be it for the week. We spent way too much time about Evil Geniuses. Next week, there is something happening next week, I think.
There's currently Blast going on that we've kind of skipped over because there's too much else going on.
Who cares about that?
G2B Vitality, that was kind of a good game.
Blessed, we'll talk about next week. We'll talk about EPL starting next week because season 16 starts like tomorrow.
EPL conference starts tomorrow, I think.
Oh, that has nothing to do with actual EPL. Never mind. Hold on. We get to see Outsiders with their new lineup. We get to see Endpoint with Kierby.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
That's a dub on its own.
Yeah, there's some like spice here. I mean, Heat are there. They're always somewhat interesting. Sprout never interesting, so we'll ignore them. Kyojin on Falcons, that's kind of, you know, Strife, they're an NA team that I haven't seen before, so I'm kind of excited.
They're actually good. They're not bad.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested to see how good they are. They're
gonna flop out, but that's a totally separate matter. That has nothing to do with the fact that they have Fetish on it.
Wait, who do?
Strife, the former Hellraisers player.
I don't see him on there.
Fates. Sorry.
Oh, Fates. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, that makes sense. Fetish was a Dane as well. I was like,
I can't pronounce things. Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I'm Fates. Silly American. Don't you worry about it.
I'm working that event, so I got to watch every single game. I'm really excited to see Kiavi play on Endpoint. I really hope he's as good as I remember.
All right. Well, next week we will talk about Rubet Cup, which is an event that has come out of absolutely nowhere from a betting company, but somehow has like four of the top 10 teams and like 15 of the top 30 teams in it. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Blast, and we'll talk about Kalogna.
Maybe. And probably Apex talking some more shit on somebody.
Oh my God, it'll be great. All right, we'll see you all. Follow us on Twitter at @RetailDR, @LoganRamhub, and @AZAsk. We'll see you all again next week.
Peace.